I didn't even bother to watch the Joe Biden one. I did not even bother to watch it because I didn't watch the patty cake that would be played between George Stephanopoulos on his high chair playing patty cake with Joe Biden. There's no reason I would watch that. So I didn't. I just watched the Trump one. And despite the enormous pressure that all these famous celebrities supposedly tried to put on NBC to change it, it was absolutely fantastic. And it looks like some numbers coming out. Savannah Guthrie asked 43 questions of President Trump. Do you know how many that the quote-unquote town hall asked of President Trump during that hour? 10. 10 questions from the audience during the town hall, quote-unquote. As somebody probably just introduced Savannah Guthrie to Red Bull and tossed her out there. But I'll tell you, you were not going to get this, Justin. I know I have like 5 clips loaded up, but let's see if we can play this one right now. I'm sending it to you via Twitter because I just caught it on my feed at Barrett Brief, BarrettBrief, if you can. You're not going to get this exchange. You got it? You're not going to get this exchange at a Biden press event. This right here, this is supposedly a woman who was going to vote for Joe Biden. Listen, her name's Pauline Dale. She's a Democrat. She's going to vote for Biden. This is the first thing she says to President Trump, a man that supposedly every Democrat hates. Listen to her.
Hey, you have a great smile.
Gotcha. Thank you.
So, he does. You're so handsome when you smile. Okay. As the daughter of immigrants to the United States who fled Eastern Europe due to religious persecution.
Yes. She told him that he had a great smile. Right? That's his personality. Even those, orange man, bad. He's so terrible. Blah, blah, blah. It doesn't happen when you get around him. And that is an X factor. That is an X factor Biden can't replace. He couldn't do it when he had his entire A game because he's a mean man. He doesn't like people. He feels Joe Biden thinks you and I are plebs. Now, I'm not saying that Trump is some kind of, I mean, he at least respects in all of his interactions and from people that have worked for him that I talked to out in Vegas, he at least seems to respect average American people. And it comes across in situations like that. Could you ever imagine? Because apparently we're supposed to be led to believe that everybody that's voting Democrat hates him. And a lot of them are just doing it because they vote Democrat. Anyway, we're going to go a little bit more. We're going to spend the next segment on this topic. I'm going to give you the supercut where Savannah interrupts him, and then we'll get you some feedback from some pollsters. And Trump did not get beat up. He came with some heat as well. Daniel Savakis joins us top of the second hour. Ted Harvey joins us top of the third hour. We got a loaded show for you on this Friday. You're listening to the Barrett Brief here on the Crusade Channel, the last live radio station standing.
The Crusade Channel would like to thank the coronavirus for its outstanding public service. It strapped a permanent muzzle across Joy Behar's mouth.
All right. Welcome back to the Barrett Brief here on the Crusade Channel, the last live radio station standing. Coming to you from the Republic of Texas on this Friday, October 16, 2020, it is your humble host, Captain Middle America himself, Rick Barrett, bringing you the news of the day and the narrative that'll follow. 844-527-8723, crusadechannel.com/chat, CHAT, username, password, email, and you are good to go. All right, we're going to get back into screeching Savannah Guthrie versus Teflon Don last night. But first, we got some breaking news. Senator Ted Cruz announces Judiciary Committee will subpoena Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey to testify after second day of Twitter blocking New York Post Hunter Biden report. Well, there you go, folks. We have it actually happening. We're going to cover that in probably the bottom of the second hour. We're going to talk about this whole thing with Twitter and how the damage has been done. And hopefully we'll see some kind of movement towards more regulation on there. I'm going to talk to Daniel Savakis about this. Because I know he's a free marketer kind of guy, like leave it alone. Don't put regulations on there. I've been that way for a while, but at this point, you can't let this continue. Because the argument of, well, wait until President whoever shows up, doesn't matter at this point. By then, it'll be too late. You're definitely getting President whoever if you don't put some clamps down on this. All right, this segment of the program is brought to you by coffee, delicious coffee to get you through this Friday to the weekend. Go to mikechurch.com/shop, S-H-O-P, and choose between delicious Crusade Capuchin Dark Roast Coffee or delicious Abbey Roast Coffee from the Benedictine Monks of Our Lady of Guadalupe Monastery in Silver City, New Mexico. Either way, you're going to be drinking delicious coffee as well as supporting small independent ventures. So please, don't go to big conglomerates. They don't need your money. We would like your money at mikechurch.com/shop, S-H-O-P. All right, let's get back into screeching Savannah Guthrie, who was no match. The suburban housewife was no match for Teflon Don last night. Even though she was able to get 43 questions in on the president, and she got some zingers, right? She got some zingers in on him, which doesn't really mean much. And of course, legacy media and Twitter love what she did. Oh, she's so brave. She's so stunning. Look at her take it to the bad orange man. She was the embodiment of all the angry housewives that existed out there.